Tracy Tully, and you're listening to Tracy Tully Talks at bbsradio.com, the place to be right now, streaming live with another 60 minutes of thought-provoking topics, sharing with you conversations that are relevant today, tomorrow, and in the future. Join me each week on Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Australian time, AEST, 5 p.m. Wednesday PT, hello Los Angeles. If you missed the live show, jump onto your favorite podcasting platform and you'll find me on Tracy Tully Talks. We do have some adult language, so if you have some little ones around, pop on your earphones. And hello and welcome. It's Tracy Tully here, and the countdown is certainly on time for Christmas, not long now. And after today, one more radio show before Christmas. So very shortly, we're going to be introducing you to my guest. But in the meantime, while we're just hooking up our beautiful guest, Gertrude Mitachi, how are you, Gertrude? You've just come on.
I'm good. How are you, Tracy?
Oh, good. You've had a lovely big week, haven't you?
Oh, it was certainly a full-on week, but absolutely amazing.
Oh, it was, certainly. So for our listeners, you may have heard Gertrude before. If not, I'm going to quickly tell you a little bit about her. So Gertrude is our wonderful African phenomena. And what she has done is she's the founder of Her Story Circle. Now, she's done a lot of things in her life. So like me, she's a Jill of all trades. And some of those things include she's an author. She's also a dress designer and a textile maker. And she's a philanthropist. She's a TEDx speaker, 4 times TEDx speaker. She emigrated from Zimbabwe in 2001 to Wellington. Is that correct, Gertrude?
That's right, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so Gertrude's been with us before, and she has told us prior what it is she does and all about her life. But why I'm very keen to talk to Gertrude today is to tell you what's happened recently and what will be happening for 2021, because I think our listeners will be very excited to hear. So from 28th of November to the 13th of December, Gertrude held an international speakers summit, and it was fabulous. And I know this because I was there and I can. So I wanted to ask Gertrude to come on today to share some of her highlights and to tell us the story behind these international speakers summits. So go ahead, please, Gertrude. Please tell us what's happening.
Oh, we had a phenomenal couple of weeks. We were in different time zones every single day, 8 hours a day. We had 15 women speaking on every single day, so a total of 165 speakers. And the mission and the vision behind Her Story is to connect 1 million women in the next year. We come together to share our stories, to uplift, to inspire, to empower each other, and create collaborations as well so that women can start connecting and working together. I believe that for women to rise, we have to start collaborating. Our strength comes in our numbers when we get together and start working together in some way. We are a social impact movement, as you know, with a vision to change the world. And so many projects were brought to the fore because of the summit. A lot of the women are social justice activists who have projects of their own, or they work with different organizations. And I think that would have to be the best thing that came out of the summit, is watching things come to life when women connect and share. So, I don't have the words to thank all the women who came on and stepped up to do this with us. Absolutely amazing stories. Of course, yours was phenomenal. I'm just so inspired to keep on going.
I was blown away by it all. And what I loved hearing, especially on the last day, was the variety of non-profit organizations that women have set up, either
Yes.
in partnership with others, with their communities, or on their own, and the great things they're doing. But I suppose what was really gratifying was the fact that we were hearing these really, really dramatic stories that had been occurring, that and they're bringing them to the fore, which is what we need to do, isn't it? We need to bring those stories to everyone's attention.
Yeah, and what happened, of course, a lot of the women who were speaking, whose voices would never normally be heard, were given that opportunity because the women within the network sponsored them to come onto the platform. So we created a scholarship program, and I'm just still sitting here thinking, wow, I have some amazing women in my tribe. The kind of stories that would never see the light of day based on location, poverty. You know, a lot of women are disadvantaged just based on where they are. But everybody in our community made it happen. It was awesome.
I suppose one that I really hurt me, and it hurt me in a way that I kept thinking about it long after the call, and that was a story from New Guinea, and that was about the burning of the witches, and it is happening today. That was something that really it just devastated me to hear that someone could be at risk right now, as we speak, of being burnt on a stake for being accused of being a witch to take them out of the community or the town or the city for someone else's benefit. Would you like to maybe talk a little bit about that? Do you think that's appropriate or not?
Yes. Emily has given me permission to share her story. I met her a couple of years ago when she was just coming out of this crisis. And, you know, when I started doing the research, because I ghostwrote her first book, and I started doing the research around witchcraft and how women are being burnt on the stake in the 21st century, it just horrified me. If anybody wants to check, just go onto YouTube and type in Papua New Guinea witches. People are being burnt alive. And in some of these societies, everything has to be explained. So if somebody dies, they can't just die of natural causes. Someone in the community has to be blamed for the death. The same thing happens in Africa. And, you know, for us to sit by and watch or hear these stories and do nothing, I just feel it's our duty as women in those parts of the world where we can do something, even if it is just shining a light on the story, like what we did with the summit, and making people aware that there are women who are in need. Of course, they will prey on the most vulnerable people in the community, which are the older women, and they are defenseless, they are helpless. Just shocking stories. Emily is a very strong woman to come forward and talk about this. You know, she was an ambassador's wife. She went back to Papua New Guinea. He wanted to marry someone else and told this lie that his wife was a witch, and she almost got burnt for it. So, yeah, there are some sad stories in the world.
My
But I think
word.
we can each do something about it. If we hear about it, we can take action.
And I've got some feedback going on there. That's something that I really took away from my first day listening there to a very small part of Emily's story. And thankfully to you, she has agreed to allow me to interview her
That's
next year.
awesome.
And that will be great for the listeners to hear some of the atrocities that are happening literally every day. And we do every now and then hear about things in the media. So we know about the sex children, child sex slaves, and we know about all sorts of scams and shams and all sorts of dreadful things. But this brings another element to it, doesn't it? It really does. It's so close to our home too.
It is very close. And, you know, that's the importance of creating these opportunities for stories to be told. Emily's story would probably go unheard.
Yes.
She hadn't got this opportunity to step up and speak.
Yeah.
Just like a lot of other women in her village and in her community who are suffering in this very moment. So we're going to make a difference, one story at a time, one woman at a time. And I know that part of her work is to go back to Papua New Guinea and try and change the legislation around these atrocities, try and advocate more for the rights of women in her country. And for us being on the outside, I think we can again put more pressure on the Papua New Guinea government to do something about it.
Yeah, and it is an interesting world, and you know, as you know, I am a disruptor, and so I'm going to disrupt the narrative right now. We are well aware that New Guinea is in negotiations with China in terms of trade and whatnot, and if we have governments with this view so close to Australia, it would bring to mind, so what's going to happen now? What will happen 6 mile out to sea? You probably wouldn't know, but I worked for Air Surveillance or Coast Watch Patrol for some time up in the Queensland Gulf. So that's going from Borroloola over from one border right up over the top and down to Cairns. And what we did was we were spotters looking for all sorts of things happening. And I can imagine when I started hearing this conversation about these two trade partners, the problems that Australia will genuinely experience on our at 6 mile out to sea where our borders finish, and what sort of impact they'll have for us. And I know that speaking to you in the past, you've talked about your work and what you do in terms of the impact on communities in a positive way. And what I loved about listening to you is what you do as a philanthropist back in Africa. Can you share those stories with us now?
Yeah, so my journey basically began when I moved to New Zealand 20 years ago. This is my second pandemic. So I survived the AIDS pandemic in the 80s when, by the age of 17, the pictures we're seeing online right now with the mass graves in New York and in Italy is what we lived through in the 80s in Zimbabwe and in Southern Africa in general. And so it impacted my family in a big way. My grandmother had 11 children. She had 34 grandchildren. 19 of my first cousins died of HIV-related diseases.
Oh, heavens.
So there were 49 orphaned kids just on my side of the family, and another 40 on my ex-husband's side. So when we came to New Zealand, it was me trying to do something to help and make sure the kids get to go to school, they get something to eat, they get access to medication. So I published my first book and I used my memoir as a fundraising tool so I could go out into the world and sell the book and send money to Zimbabwe. And you know, to put it into context, it costs $5 a term, 3 terms a year, US$15 a year. To send a child to primary school in Zimbabwe. Most people in my community cannot afford that. The average person probably lives on the equivalent of 30 US cents a month. Zimbabwe is a country without a currency. We are using US dollars. So if you don't have children who live overseas who can send you the foreign currency, people have gone back to bartering for goods in most of our communities in the villages. That's the level of poverty I'm talking about. So it started off with family members, and eventually it grew. I couldn't pick which children to help in our village because we're all extended family members. You know, Africa has got this sense of community where even if it's a second cousin or a third cousin, they're all family. So I thought, okay, I'll expand it. And I took over a small primary school where my ex-husband used to go to school and his father used to teach there. And we had 550 children to fundraise for. And it's just been phenomenal what happened in the last 20 years with coming up with different ideas on how to raise money for this community. And here we are 20 years later, and 550 kids got to go to school. But I want to replicate what we did in our community in other parts of Africa. And that's what really her story platform is about. It's about me connecting women who are in the African diaspora, people like me in New Zealand, Australia, the UK, the US, and connecting with people like you, Tracy, our friends, our colleagues, who want to help but don't know where to start. So that's really where the idea for the Her Story platform was hatched. It was, how can I bring these women onto the platform, help them tell their stories, connect them with women who are dynamic, who have heart, who want to make a difference as well from wherever they are. And so we started, and I think we will look back a year, 10 years from now, and this will be an absolutely phenomenal opportunity and experience.
Absolutely, and it's certainly a proud time to have crossed paths and met you. So it's been a wonderful journey, even that short time for me, and the learnings for me. And as I can imagine, you're touching that with everyone. So the power of what you do is global, and it's unbelievable. And I saw it myself over those days that you were holding the summit. And the number of women who were speaking and talking about their story, talking about how they can help, and actually, it was like a pot bubbling with ideas, wasn't it? It was a bit of an incubator.
Yes. And that's what happens when you bring like-minded people into the same space. You know, I think COVID-19 has given us, presented us with an amazing opportunity right now for connection. I don't think I would have been able to connect as many women if I was doing physical events as we can do it online. You know, for 2021, we are now on a mission to have an event every 2 months starting in January. And so from the 1st of January to the 31st, we are going around the world in 31 days, and we're going to do it all over again. Yes. So a lot of the speakers who came on said, count us in for the next one. So we're already recruiting speakers for 2021, January 1st. And we will start with the first 4 days in New Zealand, the next 9 days, three time zones in Australia. Then we go to the US for 9 days. We go to the UK and Africa for 9 days. So we're going to do it all over again, but on a much bigger scale. And this time we're connecting 465 speakers.
Oh, that's huge. That's exciting.
Very exciting. And I've trained enough people now to become facilitators to run an event for us. So if anybody out there is inspired, whatever location you're in, and you would love to coordinate a Her Story Summit, please get in touch. We're looking for people who can help us replicate, because the vision is to have 1,000 events around the world. And if we have 1,000 events around the world and everybody brings 10 people onto the platform, then we've scaled to 10,000. Then we've gone to 100,000. Then we've gone to 1,000,000. I'm really excited to see what's coming.
And the goal is achievable, isn't it? Well and truly achievable, 1 million people.
Yes.
It's amazing. I hate the word pivot, and I don't like it because pivot to me means going around in circles. So
Yes.
that's crazy. But someone's termed it anyway. But in terms of your mantra, I'm going to share quickly with our listeners. So Getru's mantra is, it's not what happens to you in life, it's how you manage life's challenges. And they're very powerful words, and they're very pertinent to the period of time we're in now, the 2020, in terms of COVID and how it's disrupted the way things were to a new way. And that's not such a bad thing. Whilst we've had lots of extreme trauma during that process, and that will continue too. But we know from history we've had trauma all along, haven't we? Probably not on a big world scale like this, but then again, we're looking at the some of those diseases that happened and well out of our time and probably out of our minds that sit in history that would have been equally as diabolical. So
Amazing.
now, just if our clients want to pick up on what you were saying, clients, sorry, oh, that's awful. Our listeners would like to pick up and contact you, so they can contact you at gertrude@herstory.com. Is that a good place to?
Yes, well, the starting point one, if you want to speak, just go onto the website and register. It's the herstorycircle.com. There's a landing page. You upload your information, and immediately one of my staff will get in touch. So we are looking for speakers. And if you want to be a sponsor, if you want to know how to come and play with us, just again, my email is gertrude@herstorycircle.com.
Excellent. So Gertrude is Gertrude at herstorycircle.com. All right, that's
Okay.
wonderful. Excellent. So if you're interested in being part of this, grab a pen, write that down. We'll repeat it a couple of times today, and get in contact with the support crew and the admin crew on the other end at Gertrude's website, and make this happen and share that information with others, because it's really good. I've already started sharing it. I was just waiting for the dates, and you've just given them to me. So whoa, that's really good. I've got lots of friends around that are very keen, and I've got a couple this afternoon who are talking to me, and tomorrow, and everyone's just waiting to pencil in the dates in their diary. So Australia, what can you say again the dates for Australia?
So five from the 5th to the 13th, 9 days. And
In
you start in
Australia.
Australia, yeah. So we start in New South Wales, 3 days in New South Wales, 3 days in Queensland, and 3 days in Western Australia. We're just trying to
Whoa.
use the different time zones.
Yep. Excellent. Righto. All right. That sounds wonderful. So we'll get all that information out, because it's a really good way to start the year. And Gertrude used the word play. Let's play. And that's exactly personifies the feeling of speaking to all these people all over the world on one of Gertrude's summits. And you're playing, and it's like you've known everyone forever, isn't it?
And that was the feeling that everybody got. It was so intimate, you know. So maybe I should talk about how the summit unravels throughout the day so
Please.
people get a feel how
Yes.
you can be online for 8 hours with a bunch of random strangers.
In your pajamas.
So we start the day at 8:30. We have a welcoming keynote speaker first thing in the morning. Then we have five speakers speaking for 15 minutes each on different themes, so it's not the same type of content. We've got business and entrepreneurship, health and wellness, family and relationships, social justice, spirituality. And in the creativity section, you can come and dance if you dance. You can sing if you sing. You can paint a picture if you paint a picture. But we're wanting more creative people to come on the platform as well. We then break for 30 minutes, and it's now a time for the audience to engage with the speaker. So it's a forum. So we want people to feel like they've actually gone to an event and they've connected with these amazing women. After 30 minutes, of course, we have our bio breaks in between. We bring on the next five speakers. Same thing, 15 minutes each. We break for 30 minutes for a Q&A session. And then we break for lunch for 1 hour. During the lunch break, as you saw, Tracy, it's a speed networking event where you get your lunch and you have lunch with a bunch of random strangers. Every 15 minutes, you're whipped into a Zoom room. And you just meet different people in each of the rooms, and we do exercises as well. And then we come back after lunch, and we have the last five speakers after lunch, another Q&A session. Then at the end of the day, another networking event where everybody comes on and we connect. So what I found is that the feedback I'm getting from all the testimonials that are coming in, people are saying that they met at least 30 or 40 people they wouldn't have met if they hadn't come. And there
Absolutely.
were quality connections, Tracy. It wasn't just a 5 minutes here or 5 minutes there. People are now connecting outside of the circle, which is just fantastic to watch. Yeah, I wake up every morning and it's almost like it was a dream that is now come to fruition in how I could envisage the Her Story circles forming and expanding around the world. So it's been absolutely fantastic.
And your dream is a reality because we hear the comment build it and they will come, and you literally have done that and succeeded. You've built this phenomenal and I wouldn't use the word empire, but a phenomenal group, and it's moving, it's fluid, and there's people from all walks of life in all types of business. And does someone have to be a business person to speak at your
No. Like I said, there's a diverse range of content. And the other thing to also make people aware of is if you're a speaker, you come out of this as a published author. So we publish your story in an anthology with 10 other women. We also publish you in the Her Story magazine. So your content goes out to the world. Our database is growing by the minute, so it's a great opportunity to get international exposure as well. Especially if you're a coach, if you are a writer, if you're a blogger, and you want to learn how to self-publish, these are some of the things that you learn when you come. We also have the workshop schedule. So some people were running workshops during the conference. So you get to watch them, you get to see them talking. And then you can register to do a workshop with them as well.
Fascinating, is I haven't seen anything like it at all. And what I loved about it was how relaxed and comfortable it was. There was no stress, and the ease that you ran it blew me away because I was sort of, I didn't know what to expect. I really didn't. And I must say, I was apprehensive.
Wow.
And I was in the middle of a road trip too, two, three road trips during that whole time. So it was pretty full on. And just, it was just fabulous. And that's what I love. So I can encourage any of our listeners who are keen to share a story, hear others' stories, and participate in a global, a warming activity in a positive way, a positive global
Global
warming thing.
warming, I like that.
I do too, yes. And we played.
Oh, it's fun.
And yeah, Dr. Ken Robinson, he uses analogies like that. So he talks about revolution in education, and then he brings in the terrible things that are happening currently right now in the world. But then he uses wordplay, or used, because he's passed this year, sadly, very sadly.
Sad.
And then he used these very powerful words, which were, in essence, very simplistic. And
Yes.
they gave you a sense of feeling and tapped into your emotions, so you knew it was doable. We talk, especially in the field of education, about stuff year in, year out, year in, and it's on in the too hard basket, never gets done. What you've done would, for the normal average person, be in the too hard basket, but you've done it with great ease because you've had this global warming effect on
Oh,
everyone. And
that's
yes,
beautiful. Thank you for that. I will steal those words from you, Tracy. I love that.
I can share. That's okay. We'll share them.
Where
But
that came from is beautiful.
and that's the beauty. Exactly what you just said to me just then. I'll steal your words for you. That is really good. There is no competition, and we know in business for so many people, there's competition all the time. I get people say, "Oh, so and so's copied you," and I say, "So?" Like,
It's
right.
actually a compliment when that happens. If somebody sees what you're doing and they go and replicate it, take it as a compliment. You've done
Absolutely.
something that's impressed somebody else. And if you can mentor them and coach them and help them do the same thing, why not? It's
Absolutely.
really a win-win situation where we're lifting each other and not pulling each other down.
I agree with you, and I think the inspiration, the empowerment from the 28th to the 13th was big. It was as I said, it was rolling and moving and fluid, and it didn't have legs. It was just rolling like clouds, and it was a nice feel. It was a really lovely feel, and I was really disappointed by all my huge trips all came at once in that time. I was so disappointed,
Yes.
but hey, I've got next year, so I can't wait, and that's really good. So if our listeners are wanting to be part of this global movement, then hop on to Gertrude's website, which is hercircle.com, or
Her story circle.
her story circle. com. Sorry, I should know that off by heart. So Gertrude at herstorycircle.com is an email as well. But get onto the site and you'll see it there, and their dates are already there. And I know there's lots of people that will be interested in terms of Australia and America and everywhere. You had people from all over the world. What were some of the places, countries that did surprise you?
Oh, wow. Okay, so we had people from Zimbabwe. I knew obviously people from home would tune in, from Jakarta, from Togo, from Côte d'Ivoire, Switzerland, the UK was an obvious one, Canada, USA, New Zealand, Australia, Singapore, India, Brazil, Mexico. We had a couple of people from Mexico, Panama. I don't think there is a continent we didn't touch.
I
There
agree. I agree.
was representation from literally every continent across the globe.
It was fascinating. It was really exciting and great to be part of that. So that's part of what has just happened here. And bang, smack bang, coming into Christmas. So what I loved also was your courage in terms of everyone was going, oh, end of COVID, no, we won't go out, we won't organise anything because everyone's too busy. And this is an attitude that you've slam dunked, haven't you? Right, that ball's gone in the net.
What happens with me, Tracy, is when people tell me something can't be done, then that just gives me an added boost to prove them wrong. When
Yes,
I said I would be online for 17 days, people thought I was absolutely crazy. I won't do it like this again. At least now I've trained enough people who can carry the flame and take it on. But yeah, I just love a challenge.
Oh, good on you.
Love a
And
challenge.
that's I suppose, well, we connected, didn't we? We connected very quickly and very strongly when we first met. And which is what happens in these sorts of venues and opportunities that we bubbled up and came up with some pretty phenomenal discussions. And one of the discussions that we did come up with, which took over my mind, I was driving these massive hours, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kilometers at a hit and flying thousands of kilometers, and my mind was pumping. So one of the conversations that Gertrude and I had was an idea that she has come up with for next year in terms of Netflix. Could you share that with our listeners today, please?
Yes. So, we're trying to create a platform that can amplify all of these stories and all of these voices. And I'm a filmmaker, and I thought, what if we turned it into a reality TV show? Very similar to The Voice or American Idol, but for speakers, for female speakers. And we're going to be bringing people to New Zealand to film the pilot. And we will take people from one end of New Zealand to the other and tour the whole country and give them that opportunity to raise funds for social impact projects in their countries or wherever they're from, whatever location they're from. Again, it'll help us amplify exactly what we're trying to do. It's been really fascinating, putting this out to our community, number of women who've stepped up and said, yes, I'm in. And really, if anybody out there is interested, this is like investing in Amazon when it was starting. People who are going to come in at the grassroots level, I really feel there is something magical that's coming. So if Netflix says no, we're going to pitch to OWN as well, to Oprah's network. We're pitching to Netflix. And if we don't get into either of those, we'll turn it into a web series and do it ourselves.
I like it. Absolutely like it. And it will happen. It will happen. That's guaranteed, isn't it? Oh, so when we were discussing this brilliant idea of Gertrude's that and she's done a lot of homework in the background too, so it's not just an idea, is it? It's happening. And when we were discussing it, that I'm sitting there in Australia thinking, yes, I want to cross the Bass. I'm going there. I want to be there. Absolutely. But I'd like to do it, go one step further. And I'd like to bring a crew from here, but doing something else that could add as a benefit. And so when I spoke to Gertrude, I said, how about I bring 10 women from Australia and I organize with Gertrude and for Gertrude a Netflix documentary teaser to Gertrude's pilot that we can feed in. And already, even in just the basic dinner conversations I'm having out in the public with groups of women, the excitement already is out there. I know what's going to happen. There's going to be so many people that want to come across to New Zealand that the planes won't be able to fill them. But the planes will be able to fill them. They won't have enough seats, sorry. And I'm amazed. Like last Thursday, I ran a dinner here for business women, for not business women, any woman actually whatsoever, who wanted to just meet other people and sit and have a talk without any onus on them putting their money, their hand in their pocket, or discussing business or selling or buying or anything. It was just a way of meeting, getting to know people and talk. And that's where I brought it up. And the silence across the, it was a huge table, silence. Silence was golden. But everyone was listening and everyone wanted to know some more. And then I went to a function, which was a Christmas function here, and I spoke to a gentleman who runs a podcast here in Toowoomba, and I spoke to him, and all of a sudden he contacted me this week and said, I've got a brilliant lady for you. Let's talk and let's interview each other on our shows. And so things are moving rather quickly, and it was really good. And so what can happen is that momentum, if everyone does that, and we did, we spoke about it, didn't we, to the groups, about, yeah, this is something that I was doing, this is how I was doing it, this is what you can do in your country if you wanted to, and likewise, who knows what will come out of it. But whatever comes out of it will be positive, and it will be huge. But it gives people
Very
what.
exciting.
Yeah. So I suppose, I was attracted to Gertrude initially because I wanted to do a TED talk. So that's been one of my dreams to do a TED talk. And I met with Gertrude and we very quickly got off track, didn't we? Very quickly. We started dreaming, all right. And TED talk, well, yeah, that's happening. But what I loved about it was Gertrude took away the unknown, and for people who talk in the hallowed halls of TED Talks, it's something that a lot of people think is well out of their reach, don't they?
And it's so doable. You just have to know what the event organizers are looking for. You have to get crystal clear what is your idea worth spreading and then how to articulate it. So that's what I do. I say to people, I kind of show up as a mirror just to show you who you are, point out your little blind spots, and then we use laser focus to get the story out of you. And what happens when you get onto the TED.com platform is that you're no longer talking to a handful of people. You're talking to millions of people. Their branding is so good, as a speaker. If you really want to be taken seriously, you have to get on TED. And as I coach people to get on TED, I'm coaching them to get onto our platform. And I want to compete with TED. I want us to have the biggest women speaking platform in the world. And I can see it happening already.
And that certainly struck me within the first, I think, half an hour speaking to you. Move over, Ted.
Yeah, Ted's gonna have a run for his money.
It's Jane or whatever now. But why not? Why not?
Why
And you're
not?
only focusing on women, aren't you?
Yes. So it makes
So.
it very, very unique. And right now, with the need for diversity and inclusion in organizations across the globe, for me, Tracy, if a woman knows how to speak and articulate, it transcends into her relationships with the man that she's with. It transcends into the relationships with her children. Just seeing an assertive, confident mom, it helps you at work, being able to put your point of view across in the workplace. So that ability to say what's on your mind as a woman is absolutely crucial. And most of our speakers are first timers. These are women who have never spoken before. They're the ones that give me the most pleasure You know, my chairperson in Riverside, California, Jerry, came to the first event in Las Vegas last year. She was 73, had never, ever had the courage to speak in public. You should see her now. She called me today. She said to me, "Gertrude, I feel like I am 15 again and I'm starting a new life." She said, "The next 25 years of my life are going to be phenomenal." Guess how many women give up on life at the age of 70 and think, "Oh, now I just have to sit back and retire." All that wealth of knowledge just goes to their graves. Those are the women I really want to wake up.
And
What are their stories?
I watched her transform just even in the space of the
Yes.
start to the end. I watched that magical transformation, and she literally, it literally did take off years, didn't it?
That's
She
it.
changed. She dug into herself and she let herself just be who she was. And didn't she rise up?
She's amazing to watch. And do you know she has COVID? She has done all
Oh,
of this. She's been diagnosed positive with COVID. And she's just said, "No, this is just a diagnosis. My life continues while I'm
yeah.
on quarantine. This is what I'm doing." And it's just amazing what she's done.
It
So it's
is.
all about attitude as well. It's all about
Attitude.
attitude.
Attitude dictates a lot, doesn't it? And
It
I hear this from a lot of people, you know, who have a mindset that they struggle with. And I understand that because I was there certainly once. And a lot of it's a lot of work in some people's heads. But if you
Yes.
connect with the right groups of people, the right groups of like-minded people, the doors fling open very, very quickly, and the clouds move very, very quickly, and the sunlight comes in. And I can only really describe it like that. Well, I mean, I could sit with you for hours and we could really get deep and dive. But for our listeners today, because we don't have hours, we're going to run out of time. Do contact Gertrude. So if you're interested in doing a TED talk, as I was, get onto Gertrude's site. Her website, herstorycircle.com, and you'll find it there, and you'll be able to make contact and be part of that training group.
Yeah, it's been amazing. When I watch the light bulbs come on in someone's eyes when they finally realize what their story really is, what I found to be the most challenging is women from the Western world. Women who will come to me and say, "Gertrude, I don't think anybody really wants to listen to my story. I've never been raped. I've never been abused. I've never been this." And I'm like, but that's a source of inspiration for someone who has.
Correct.
You know, it's that contrast. Just hearing another woman who's had a beautiful life is a source of inspiration. And it's about us honoring each and every one of our experiences and our stories. I think that's the most important thing, so that you know that everything you have gone through in life has been for a reason. Imagine if a woman in Africa is online and she hears you speak, and you've had this beautiful life with parents who looked after you and sent you to school. She will want to do that for her children because she can see that it's possible. So we're about selling possibility. We're about selling inspiration and hope. So that if there's another woman on the other side who hears you speak, and you've had a domestic abuse story and you came out of it fighting and now you've rebuilt your life, that's the point of inspiration we're looking for. You know,
And
we
that
had one of the most tragic stories that was told throughout the summit was a woman from Kenya. Young woman, I think she's about 36, 37. She's been gang raped three times. One person has gone through all of this and she has come out of it fighting. She met a wonderful man, got remarried. She now supports women who are going through sexual abuse, you know, needing support after these experiences. And she talked with such poise, and I just marveled at where she finds that inner strength. And she said to me, "Gertrude," because during the Q&A session, everybody had lots of questions to ask her. And she said, "I made a choice that what happened to me was not going to define who I was." And I made a choice not to look back, but to keep looking forward. And that's where I focus. That's where my focus is. And, for anyone else, you would curl up into a small ball and just want to die.
Yeah.
But those are the stories. It's how do you tell your story from a position of strength, not weakness? Or how can you transmute that horrendous experience into something positive? Yeah, I just love my life, Tracy. This is what I was born to do.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And it feels to me like I was pregnant for a very long time. And now the baby is out. And now it's grown legs and it's in the
Multiply.
world.
Truly.
Literally.
Running rampant. See you later, Mum. I know where you are.
Because I got really ill on the last day. I wasn't feeling well. And so Jerry said to me, Gertrude, relax. I'm here. Just sit back and enjoy the day. And I was literally able just to lie on my couch, get up a couple of times and do a few things. But yeah, it's a magical experience. And this is what I envisaged a year ago. I just didn't realize it could happen so quickly. I thought it would take quite a few years to get to this point.
It's amazing because I hear I was watching all that happening and wondering what was going on in the background because I could see that you had limited yourself and I thought something like that had happened. But at the beginning of the year, Nick Cree contacted me and he said, "Oh, would you like to speak at this international summit?" And I said, "Oh my gosh, oh Nick, I would love to, but it clashes with a trip to Egypt." And I was devastated. And I'm
That's a
going,
student in Brisbane, right? Yes.
And I thought, I'll never get this chance again. And as I jetted off to Cairo, I just thought, oh, but then look at this. Then I met Nick and he's built my website and I've spoken on his courses and he's speaking next week. And then I meet you. And then we're talking on the same summit together. Hey, Nick. And the world gets bigger and bigger, doesn't it? And but it gets easier. The world gets easier. So you really are breaking down those barriers. You're smashing those barriers down, disintegrating, I'll probably use. And this is something that people need to hear that, if you participate in this sort of style of activity that you're doing, then and you're doing lots of different things, lots of different programs, then you really are you're growing your courage to do anything that you want. And by hearing all these stories, you can really tell yourself, wow, get out of bed, just get cracking.
Yes. And we do need them because they give us contrast. Stories show us where we really are. Sometimes, unless you've heard the story of another, you can't quite see where you stand in the world. They say that every person is like a door into another world. And that's what storytelling can do if you're willing to open that door and go in and explore. It's
What a
very, very
beauty.
empowering.
Every person is a door. I like that, so I'll copy that. I like that. And this is the beauty of it. Never ever before have I met someone like yourself and participated, and I have, I lie, I have, the WEF organization is equally as powerful and as wonderful. But the fact that it was online and in COVID and everyone's going, oh, you can't do that and blah, 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 blah. But never have I felt that ease, that kickback ease. And I know I saw that and felt that with other people too. So that emotion was really bubbling, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think my biggest gift is that I'm not a perfectionist.
Good, good.
I think people get too stuck on making things perfect to a point where they don't make things.
Yes.
I would rather make something that's slightly imperfect, but learn from the imperfections and just learn as I go. So my ease, because a lot of people say to me, how can you stay so relaxed? Everything that could go wrong went wrong in the background.
I'm sure it would have. But hey, who saw it?
Computers crashing, the internet
Exactly.
dropping, but we had our contingency plans in place. We had more than one person recording. We had it covered. My coach is phenomenal. He really prepared us and set us up in such a way that we were able to take this on. And again, because I wasn't carrying the load on my own, it
That's
was like
right.
responsibility was spread among several people. Everybody knew what part they were playing in the puzzle. It made it easier. One person couldn't have done this on their own. And that's why I keep saying that we are co-creating this platform as women. It's not my platform, it's ours. And every single woman who's coming to the table has got a piece to the puzzle. And that's why I spent hours, Tracy, getting to know all of my speakers. I think on a daily basis, leading up to the summit, I was talking to 15 to 20 people a day. And I took the time to do that because every single person had a piece really made sense in bringing this thing together. I know going forward, it's not going to be possible for me to do that, but for the people that I did manage to have this intimate connection with, it was awesome. And so the chairpersons who will take the Her Story Summit to different locations will do the same. They will
Absolutely.
take the time to really connect with everybody.
So it's like an Olympic relay race. They're passing the baton, and it was so smooth, wasn't it? It didn't matter what happened. It didn't matter at all. And you didn't have to have your makeup on and your hair done and your earrings on. You just didn't. And there was no expectation. And there was just none of that. I just love that. I just loved everything about it. So I suppose, for my words, that Olympic baton relay, it summed it up. It just moved. It was fluid, and it was a wonderful opportunity for people. So I can't speak well enough. So I know I'm coming into the end here. So get through. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Well, I would like to say if this interview has inspired you, please don't hold back and don't be scared. They say that public speaking is the most fearful thing for most human beings. You will be in a safe space. We're creating a safe space for you to be heard with no judgment, with lots of support. We mentor and coach people leading up to the days as well. So there's a lot of training and mentoring and coaching that comes with it. And if you know someone who has a story, again, please direct them to the platform, get them to register or nominate them. Give us names and emails and we'll approach them and say, hey, Jane nominated you to speak. Would you be interested? We'll do the hard work for you. But help us grow the movement because it takes 10 people who tell 10 for there to be 100. Who tell 10 for them to be 1,000, who tell 10 to 10,000, 100,000, 1 million. It's just 5 degrees of separation. And we can't do it without you guys. We need your help to help us grow the movement.
Exactly, and I'd just like to share a really quick outcome from the speakers summit. As I came out of that, and you knew I'd had this like whirlwind tour that had just sort of started and stopped very quickly. But I decided to run a workshop, and I just did it. And people said, "Oh, you can't run a workshop; it's too late in the year." Well, and like you, don't tell me no. You know, it doesn't work. But at this workshop. And members of the Syrian community here in Toowoomba attended, and we were able to have these phenomenal conversations as a group. And I found a lot of information out from them, and we're going to work together now. So, where did that come from? Yeah, that just came bubbled up, and wow, it was the only word I could think of. Yes. So
That
imagine the
is
stories.
awesome. And that's the spirit. That's the spirit. Just do things with, even if one person had turned up, Tracy, you would have delivered it if there's five people in the room. Because it's
Correct.
not about the numbers most of the time. It's about quality connections we make with people. And that's the other thing I kept saying to all of the speakers that even if we show up online and there's five people, deliver as if you're speaking to millions, because once the video's on YouTube, now you are talking to millions.
That's correct.
So
That's a
that's
powerful
awesome to hear that you managed to do your workshop. I'm excited.
Well, it went one step further, in the flavor of what you do too, that I was talking about things that we could do and how I'd like to meet them again, and quite a few people in the group popped up and said, "Oh, I'll volunteer with you, Tracy. I'll help too." Boom,
Wow.
all of a sudden, when's the next workshop? And
Amazing.
it was like that, and that's that feel, and I felt a little micro moment there, and I thought, wow, I'll have to share that with Gertrude today.
That's
And it was lovely.
so wonderful.
So,
Wonderful to hear that.
lots of things can happen. So there you go. For all those listeners out there, wherever you are, it doesn't matter what day of the week, year, month you are in, or the hour, the time is now to do what you want, to say what you want. You've heard Gertrude talking about don't bury yourself in your story. Get your voice out, speak. But there's millions out there that are doing it, and you just need to join in and have the courage right at the beginning. And all you have to do, it's only a hop, step, and jump onto the internet and find Gertrude's website, www.com, her story. www.herstorycircle.com. I'm racing the clock. I'm watching. Got to get all this in. I'll try that again. www.herstorycircle.com. They get that right?
Yes,
Get through.
awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Lucy. Thank you for
Thank you.
amplifying our voices with your radio station.
My
It's
pleasure.
people like you, women like you, who see something good and help us spread the word.
And likewise,
With my
we help
gratitude.
each other. So I've got some wonderful future women who are going to come on here in your footsteps, in your wake, and speak as well. So we're going to hear lots of people, and I've got some gentlemen as well. Now, can men speak at your summit quickly? We
Yes,
know
they
men.
can. 25% males speakers. We want to bring men into the rooms and the spaces where women share their stories and their problems. So
Great.
definitely yes.
Okay, there you go. So I knew Nick was in there, so I was pretty sure that you were right, and I could remember you saying a percentage of 25% last time we spoke. So thank you so much for that, Gertrude, and have a beautiful Christmas and Happy New Year. I know we'll be talking. I can't wait. And to all our listeners out there, have a great time. We'll catch you later.
Tuning
Bye-bye.
in. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another 60 minutes of inspiring talking points on Tracy Tully Talks, brought to you by bbsradio.com. Tune in every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Australian time, AEST, and 5 p.m. PT time in America. Leave me a message on my website at www.bbsradio.com/Tracy Tully Talks. If you're interested in lifting the profile, presence, and profit of your business, sponsorship opportunities are available. Until next Thursday, it's goodbye from me.